This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on Hurricane Florence.
Landfall is not expected for another 36 hours, sometime Friday afternoon, Friday evening, or even early Saturday morning.
FEMA Chief Brock Long saying it's now a Category 2 storm, and besides being downgraded, it's also been slowing down.
This slow-moving, very large hurricane will bring a long-term extreme rain, storm surge, and hurricane-force wind threat to eastern North Carolina and South Carolina into the weekend.
Fewer Americans filing first-time unemployment claims, as the Labor Department says 204,000 workers filed initial claims last week, 1,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. And the Consumer Price Index also showing inflation at the consumer level is slowing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Bishop Michael Bransfield of the Diocese of Wheeling, Charleston, and West Virginia, stepping down after he was accused of sexual harassment and abuse from when he served in the Philadelphia area. Pope Francis asking the Archbishop of Baltimore to lead an investigation into the allegations, which first came to light in 2012 during the trial of two other priests. Bransfield has denied the allegations. The Senate Judiciary Committee delaying a vote on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley citing Hurricane Florence and the desire of some senators on the panel to get home before it strikes. So a vote to refer Kavanaugh's nomination to the full Senate is now scheduled for next Thursday. The challenger in today's New York Democratic gubernatorial primary says,
I feel that Andrew Cuomo always ducks the media, don't you? He's not really good at making himself available for press conferences.
Cynthia Nixon is challenging Democratic incumbent Andrew Cuomo, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
China says it welcomes an invitation from the United States for a new round of trade talks. The announcement hours ago coming as the Trump administration said it was moving to ramp up the trade war with more tariffs on another $200 billion worth of Chinese products. White House Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow saying yesterday that the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin had sent an invitation to senior Chinese officials. Now a Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman in Beijing tells reporters China has received the invitation and the countries with the world's two biggest economies are now discussing the details. The U.S. House of Representatives is moving to make it illegal to eat dogs and cats in America. A bill the House passed yesterday outlaws the slaughter, transportation, sale, and possession of dogs and cats for consumption. Now, one of the sponsors, Florida Republican Vern Buchanan, says the bill is aimed at the 44 states that don't have specific laws making it illegal to eat dogs and cats. The other sponsor, Florida Democrat Alcee Hastings, says says the House voted to unify animal cruelty laws nationwide. The only states where it's already illegal to eat dogs and cats are California, Georgia, Hawaii, Michigan, New York, and Virginia. This bill now heads to the U.S. Senate. Next time you head to the Internet, you can find us there at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Bill Martinez.
Let your volume cast out my fear. Let your volume.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. Hey, and with us, an old friend. It's been a long time since we've had a chance to talk, and he's got a new book. Greg Jackson, national best-selling author. Some of his previous books, as you may recall, as he's talked about on this show, is Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies, We Won't Get Fooled Again, 40 Things to Teach Your Children Before You Die, and 40 Rules to Help Boys Become Men. And he's got 40 more rules up his sleeve, that are absolutely perfect for sales pros, what you need to know, and we're going to talk about that as well in just a moment. Hey, Greg, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back. Great to hear your voice.
Hey, always good to hear from you, buddy. And, of course, a lot going on right now. Before we get into your book, I'm eager to talk about that. As you know, sales and marketing is right in my wheelhouse, so that'll be easy for us to talk about and share some ideas on. Particularly interested in yours and the 40 rules that you came up with. I gave a real quick sconce of them earlier, but before we get into that, a lot happening in the cultural scene. The cultural war continues like never before. I don't know, Greg, in my lifetime, if we have been at such odds with one another, and thank you very much for the political environment. You know, the more we move toward the political and move away from the spiritual, is it any wonder that, you know, we get reduced to our lowest common denominator?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we do have political problems. We have economic problems. We've always had political and economic. When haven't we, right?
Yes, exactly.
But the main point is that the main problem or issue has and will always continue to be a spiritual issue, spiritual problem, right at the very center globally and just in the United States. And mm-hmm. So our main problems are not political and economical as much as they are spiritual. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is, I mean, maybe some of your listeners don't know my full story. I'm a Jewish believer, came to faith in 2001, thank God, born again,
yes,
covered by the blood of the Lamb. And, you know, the world needs Jesus. The United States needs Jesus. Every country needs Jesus. Every sinner in the world who is not saved by Jesus needs Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus said when he was on this earth, I am the truth, the way, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had an issue with that, that you take it up with the Father.
Right.
But I didn't write the Bible. But the good news is, Bill, the Bible clearly says that in the last days, and we're in the last of the last days, that this is how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to go from bad to worse. The world is going to become more evil. And that, you know, people are going to, there's going to be false Christ. People are going to be deceived. There's going to be more false teachings.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to be lovers of themselves. Of course, I'm paraphrasing. You can look at 2 Timothy 3 and 4 for more on that. But the bottom line is this. You know, politically speaking, yes, I did vote for Donald Trump. For me, at least, I believed a lot of what he was saying about draining the swamp. I haven't seen too much of it. He has done some good things. But for me, it's a secondary issue because I never was under the impression that Donald Trump was going to be our Messiah, that he was going to save us. But I did think he could give us a respite and that he was he was more in line with my political views.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is that I knew that what our country, the main struggle was spiritual. We turned away from God a long time ago. God is judging our country. I think the judgment will only increase. And I was never under the illusion, Bill, I'd love to hear what you think, that America is going to be made great again in so much as, you know, we were going to return to the roaring 50s. You know, when the chrome was thick and the women were straight and, you know, yes, the economy is doing well. I think a lot of it is synthetic. I think it's contrived. Even Donald Trump said it was a bubble when he was running. And now, you know, suddenly the stock market is booming and now it's not a bubble. So at any rate, the good news is this. I believe we're getting toward the end, Bill. The end meaning not the end of the world, but the end of this dispensation of grace, the church age, the last 2,000 years. And for believers, I believe that God will be calling his body home soon, and then the beginning of the seven-year tribulation, which nobody will want to be around for. People will have the chance to get saved, but it's going to be very difficult. Most that will get saved are going to be martyred. And so I don't believe America is ever going to be great again. I believe America is Mystery Babylon. We are the hammer for the entire world. We're the leading economy, the leading military. I don't know who else Mystery Babylon would be that all the nations get drunk on her wine and commerce would be, but America. I know that that's a little bit controversial. That's what I believe.
Right.
I reserve the right to be wrong, and I have been wrong in the past. But that's the way I see the world, is that we got to get prepared spiritually. We got to get as many people on the ark spiritually as possible, and the ark is Jesus Christ. He's the truth, the way, and the life. He's the door. And that's where I believe we are. What do you think, Bill?
Well, I would agree with you. I think your assessment is right on, Greg. That's where it's at. I mean, really what's coming into focus here. Well, first of all, like you, God is sovereign. This is his popcorn stand. It's operating. Everything is unfolding just as he planned. No surprises. He's not shocked that Donald Trump got elected. Hillary Clinton didn't. No big issue there. No big mystery. And this whole situation, the temptation, you're right. The temptation is that people will fall into the throes of secularism, which we have become more and more secularized here in this country. You know, Barack Obama made the announcement years ago when he said that we were no longer a Christian nation. I know there were a lot of Christians that were rather shocked about that, and when you looked at the comparative history of this country, you said, okay, when did that happen? Well, probably before Barack Obama made the announcement, because even Gallup says that we've got a lot of people that look at the Bible, but it's not transforming their lives. Kind of interesting. So, but what this part of what comes down to, and what people are concerned about, is the loss of liberty. You know, with Jesus comes freedom, comes liberty. I mean, that's what he came to, break the chains and set the captives free. And it's almost like the captives are having to be captivated once again, and moving in the wrong direction. And so ultimately, I would agree with your assessment and say that's the opportunity. And, God wants us to be liberated and free, because when that time happens, when we get down to those 7 years, if you're not taken up in the rapture, well, then, the people left behind are going to need leaders, and they're going to need people that understand what liberty is all about. Our forefathers, founding fathers, understood that. And from day one, yes, that has been the battle. You know, you get you get forces in this country that believe that the minions don't deserve freedom. They don't even know what freedom is. You know, if we left them up to their own devices and they had their own money and everything, they'd make a big mess out of this stuff. So, you know, they're lucky that the ruling elites are here to tell them where they should go, how high they should jump, and we'll take care of everybody, because left to their own, all they are is a bunch of greedy people, because that's what we are. And we know that if we're left to our own devices, that's what we would do. So it's almost a self.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
I was blinded. You gave me a
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and very independent, coming your way Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. With us right now, of course, we pick up our conversation with best-selling author Greg Jackson and his new book. Greg, put a bow on what we talked about, because, you know, this radio show and what you and I have always been about, I mean, in you know, the books, they're incidental. What you and I are in the business of and what we're more concerned about are the very souls of those who are listening.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think you hit the nail on the head in the previous segment, which, you know, is that, you know, our nation has been blessed for many, many years, because really, I mean, we didn't live in a pure theocracy, but Jesus was Lord, and mm-hmm. and most people were at least literate in the Bible. Maybe not experts, and certainly not a sinless nation, but we honored God, our laws, our government. There's never been a more compassionate society in terms of getting the gospel out, you know, evangelizing the rest of the world in the United mm-hmm. States. And, but we've turned from our blessed hope, who is right. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Our first
and
love.
And we did that a long time ago. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, no, I say our first love. We've turned away from our first love.
Yes. Yeah. Our first love. And so, I believe that actually God, and this is just so unbelievable when you think about it, that he's using Trump for his purposes. Of course, mm-hmm. Romans 13 says that he chooses our leaders, right?
Yes.
And so, like you said, Barack Obama didn't take him by surprise, and Donald Trump didn't take him by surprise. And I don't really want to get into whether Trump is part of the Illuminati, or maybe, you know, he's part of the whole plan to take America down. That all to me is secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really get too caught up in it, because what I do know is, because it's really all speculation, but what I do know for sure is that God allowed it. And mm-hmm. I believe that God allowed it, Bill, because I believe that God is using Donald Trump to reveal the hearts of many people on both sides of the political spectrum, on all sides of the religious spectrum,
mm-hmm.
to really show where we are at. And what I'm seeing, and I'd be curious to know what you think as well, what I've seen is that, boy, Donald Trump can be a stumbling block. People can get tripped up over him. He can be a very divisive. Well, he is very divisive by his mm-hmm. very nature,
right.
Splitting apart families. You know, I've had people where I've just criticized him even on the littlest things. Like, for example, he promised that he was not going to fund Planned Parenthood. Well, I've just brought it to people's attention that evangelical Christian leaders met at the White House the other day, and not one of them said, hey, you promised to defund Planned Parenthood, and yet for the past 2 years, you've given them close to $1 billion
mm-hmm.
because the president is the one who signs that the legislation and the law, the spending bills.
Right.
And my point is that, you know, that's what he said. He didn't follow through on his promise. I think that should be something that Christian leaders like Franklin Graham should probably have brought to his attention, instead of clapping at the great economy and the 4.0%, you know, unemployment
GDP
or whatever they
yeah,
supposedly
right.
say it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, and GDP. Not that those things aren't important. My point is this. I believe Donald Trump is being used. He's like a litmus test, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And where are our hearts? And I think, sadly, the hearts of America are with, really, they want America to be great again. And I would love it if America were great again, too. But I recognize where we are biblically. I know the signs of the times, like the sons of Issachar.
Yes.
We should be knowing biblically where we are. And sadly, I'm sorry, but I don't see it in the tea leaves. In fact, I see our country going in the opposite direction of where a repentant, God-honoring, Jesus-loving culture and society should be. And those who really want the things of this earth and the money, And there's never been a more prideful president. We have to admit it, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
He's full of himself. He's the most arrogant, prideful. Again, I voted for him. Not saying he's the Antichrist, people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So no hate mail. But what I am saying is that God is using him, I believe, to test our hearts, to see where mm-hmm. we're really at. And I'll tell you what, as much as I want to see America become great again, Bill, what I'm really looking for more than anything is the rapture, the harpazo, the snatching away of the mm-hmm. church, because I recognize that I think the tribulation is right around the corner. Prophetically, the nations surrounding Israel, all those things that the Bible speaks of for students of the Bible are happening. It's right here, right now. So the good news is that you have a chance to be saved from your sins by calling on the name of the Lord. In the book of the Romans, it says that all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Be saved.
It's a free
right.
gift of salvation. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's
so
exactly.
That's my greatest love. That's my greatest passion, is getting that message out to people, because Jesus is the only way. You must be saved. And I pray that everybody listening who is not saved, that today would be the day of salvation. And let's get ready for that big wedding banquet, that marriage supper of the Lamb that the Bible speaks of, that I believe will take place right around the corner during the 7-year tribulation, that God's people are going to be protected from, because God clearly says that his people are not appointed to his wrath. And that wrath is poured out during the tribulation.
Exactly. Well, Greg, I agree with that. I mean, I'm seeing it as you do. And in part, I do. I mean, I am only slightly conflicted in as much as, you know, with Donald Trump. I've seen him as an exposing agent. I mean, he has revealed a lot to people. And, you know, of course, as you know, in the Bible, things get a little screwball-y when, you know, when humanity does well, when it's prosperous. I mean, we see the cycle of nations, cycle of, you know, what happened in the book of Judges. People begin, you know, with prosperity. They began to see things according to their own eyes, until then they became their own victims and lost their freedoms and became enslaved. They cry out to the Lord for a leader. A leader comes, adjusts them once again, exposes their deception and their sin. They call out to God. God, in his grace and mercy, says, okay, I'll bring you back into the fold. They start doing well again, and then they fall victim into, you know, that cycle of seeing things according to their own eyes. So it is with mixed emotions in terms of the whole, you know, make America great again. And I had been thinking that maybe we were going to have a bit of a Nineveh moment. And, you know, there's certain, you know, I would say bonfires of revival in talking with Franklin Graham. Yes. You know, he's been all over the place, as you know, leading prayer. And it's been absolutely incredible and miraculous what has occurred on the steps of many, many governing bodies in just about every state of the nation. And so I believe the hearts of the people are right to a degree. Although this is the thing that concerns me, to your point, is that with the success, that we've got more jobs than people to fill it, GDP, you know, up to 4.2%, a robust economy, people getting back to work, all this good stuff. In the process, are we going to end up, as a result, holding on more to the things of the world instead of that higher calling that God calls us to?
Yeah, well, no, that's a very, you know, insightful question you pose. That's a million-dollar question. And I think the answer is going to be that I believe, as a student of economics, that our country is, we are on the precipice, Bill, of an economic collapse. I hate to be a doom and gloomer, but I'm a numbers guy. I look at the numbers, and when I see the unprecedented levels of debt and the collapse, the currency collapse, and it, last time in 2008 was institutional. Now it's going to be more of a currency a collapse, and I think that God will allow it, because he's going to have to take our toys away, Bill, to your point, because he cares more about our souls than our, you know, two-car garages and all of our appliances in our homes. The bottom line is that we're in that at the end of the dispensation of grace. I truly believe that. That's what the Bible teaches. I reserve the right to be wrong, but that's, you know, that's where I think we're at. And
well,
so
Greg,
our stuff is going to have to be taken away.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. You know, we're out of time. We're going to talk about your book, your new book, 40 Rules Every Sales Pro Needs to Know. 30 seconds. There's no way we're going to be able to get into it, but tell them where they can go to get their hands on it. We'll at least give them that much. And also the promise that we will have you back, and we will focus on 40 Rules Every Sales Pro Needs to Know.
Well, yeah, thank you, Bill. If we don't get raptured, you know, the important thing is what we discussed, but we still have to be about our Father's business. So if the Lord tarries, I've written this book based on 25 years of sales experience. They're just the 40 little nuggets for sales and business, and really for life and cultivating relationships, marriage, whatever it is, just some little nuggets that I wanted to pass down. And so if your listeners are interested, go to Amazon, check it out, 40 Rules Every Sales Pro Needs to Know, and you can look at the table of contents, and you can even do a sneak peek. And
check
thank
out
you very much for having me on, Bill.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe.
all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on Hurricane Florence.
Landfall is not expected for another 36 hours, sometime Friday afternoon, Friday evening, or even early Saturday morning.
FEMA Chief Brock Long saying it's now a Category 2 storm, and besides being downgraded, it's also been slowing down.
This slow-moving, very large hurricane will bring a long-term extreme rain, storm surge, and hurricane-force wind threat to eastern North Carolina and South Carolina into the weekend.
Fewer Americans filing first-time unemployment claims, as the Labor Department says 204,000 workers filed initial claims last week, 1,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. And the Consumer Price Index also showing inflation at the consumer level is slowing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And you want to get involved in the conversation? Hey. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to talk about the sacrifices that military families, you know, we often talk about the sacrifices that our vets, provide and, you know, suffer for us on behalf of our country. But, you know, we need to consider what the families do. And with us right now is an incredible example of the innovation and how, necessity is the greater, can be the great inventor and motivator for invention and ideas. Lisa Bradley joins us now, and Lisa is the co-founder, of R Riveter, and she joins us here on Bill Martinez Live. Lisa, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, so excited to be here.
Well, good to have you here to talk about working military spouses, women in business, and why honoring American heroes through living monuments and continued hard work and service is needed today. Tell us about R Riveter. How did that start?
Well, great. Well, the company launched out of need, really. We were military spouses, my co-founder and I, and just saw the need for military spouses to have mobile, flexible income. You know, when you talk about salute to service, and military spouses are serving our country in their own way, although they're not the ones wearing the uniform, they're certainly doing as much as they can to make sure that life at home can go on so that those military members can go overseas and do what they need to do to protect all of our freedoms. So we wanted to be able to give back to military spouses by creating an opportunity for income and also a community that moves with them. So military spouses on average move every 2 to 3 years, and now they have an opportunity to be part of our company, making the parts and pieces to our handbag line from home.
Well, you know, Lisa, a lot of times people don't understand what military families have to deal with when their spouse deploys. And sometimes it puts a lot of economic stress on the family back home. And so there becomes a necessity for now the spouse, who becomes a single parent, to, you know, kind of hold the family together and earn some money to kind of make up the difference of what they lost with the main breadwinner now being deployed. Is that not right?
Well, right, exactly. I certainly didn't know what I was getting into when I married my husband and the Army back in quite a few years ago, but dove right into it and found a completely, it's not just a job, it's really a lifestyle being in the military. And, you know, it's not just the income that military families need, although dual income is a big thing for our lower ranking military families, but it's also about having a sense of self-worth and self-identity. I know I personally went through kind of an identity crisis every time we moved. You know, it's new friends, new doctors, new everything, and then on top of it, you're looking for a new career path, and that can be a huge part of how we identify ourselves. So we wanted to be able to have a platform for military spouses to be able to work from home. You know, we named our company after Rosie the Riveter, who, as a military spouse, is just a huge source of inspiration and motivation. They were at a time in our country's history where men left their lives and were called to defend our nation, and Rosie's didn't just stand on the sidelines. They jumped in full force to not only help the economy, but also found a purpose in their work. And that's what we're trying to do, is now they don't have to go into a factory to work. Now they can. We're taking the work back into the home where military spouses are able to have a career and also be a mom or a dad and be able to do both things.
That really makes it incredibly convenient. I can tell you, my mother was a Rosie Riveter down in San Diego, California. My mother-in-law was one as well. No doubt, that era of spouses during the war, when the husbands were called, it was like the whole family was called.
And well, I wonder if your mom worked with Eleanor Otto. We just launched a campaign with her this week, and she's the longest working Rosie. She's 98, and we've launched a product with her that is giving back to a cause of making living Rosie the Riveter Memorial Garden. So $10 of every sale goes directly to that fund in order to have a peace on earth that will forever stand the test of time and bring really honor back to these amazing heroes that who really shaped our history.
Well, as you say in outlining and describing your mission, that you wanted to create a company, R. Riveter, dedicated to providing mobile, flexible income specifically for military wives across America, and a company that truly empowers women. I mean, this is like a company of, for, and by, is it not? And
absolutely.
You know, for women, right?
Mm-hmm. For sure. And our saying is, if I can do it, you can do it, we can do it. So not only just believing that you as a woman, a modern-day woman, can do whatever you set your mind out to, but then empowering each other and as a group. So our products really take that on as well. Every military spouse that makes a part, it takes up to 12 military spouses in order to make a handbag, and they stamp every part that they make at home, and then those parts and pieces are all shipped to North Carolina. And it's really, when you receive an R. Riveter handbag and you're looking for all those maker stamps, you really start to see the community that comes behind that, comes behind this product. And as a, whether you're picking up a tool or picking up a tote, you're playing into or being part of the same mission, which is empowering an amazing group of women here in America.
How does that make you and your co-founder, Cameron Cruz, feel, you know, when you look at this company and how quickly it has grown? I mean, you're ranked number 386 on Inc.'s 2018 list of fastest growing companies in America. I mean, here it was. It started out of what you saw was a need for military spouses and families. You know, as you mentioned, people are happiest when they're working and being productive. And this is giving women, you know, particularly a whole new world and opportunity to be able to work out of their own homes, stay close to their families. And, you know, this has just got to be very fulfilling for you and your co-founder, Cameron Cruz.
Right, absolutely. I can't imagine a more fulfilling career path that we chose from our military spouses kind of telling us for the first time that this is their husbands are looking at them in a different way, knowing that they're fulfilling and being able to do something for themselves. And all the way even to just my kids looking up to me, and their dad has the coolest job in the world, jumping out of planes and doing really being like the modern day hero. And so for them to be able to look at their mom as well and say, you know, mom's really doing something for this economy as well, that's extremely fulfilling because they are our next generation and they are our whole entire future. And so being able to bestow like the importance of being made in America and those ideals that we really stand for really means a lot to Cameron and I.
Yeah, and what was it like? We've got about a minute left here, you know, to be featured on Shark Tank.
Yeah, it was a crazy, wild experience for sure. Both of, very exciting and terrifying all at the same time. It was one of the best experiences we've ever gone through, though. Just looking up from the weeds in a company and really planning for pitching your company nationally to some of the best business leaders in our country. It definitely was a turning point for our company.
Well, our Riveter has been so successful, they're now truly giving back and partnering with the Spirit of 45, as we said earlier, and Eleanor Otto, the longest working of the original Rosie the Riveters, to establish Rosie the Riveter Memorial Rose Gardens in every congressional district in America. Lisa, congratulations on our Riveter, and keep up the great work, and we look forward to having you back and getting an update as you continue to grow this opportunity and to you know, to really touch the lives of many more military spouses. How can they be in touch with you, by the way, if they want to get involved?
Right. Well, head on over to our website, rriveter.com, and you can look for gifts or just be able to support as many military spouses as possible. And also, Rosie's the Riveter.
Exactly. Well, Lisa Bradley, co-founder of Our Riveter on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent and the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender.
Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Steve Moore joins us now. Always good to have Steve here. Steve is the senior economic contributor for FreedomWorks, previously served as president of the Club for Growth, chief economist of the Heritage Foundation, member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, and economic advisor to the Trump presidential campaign. Steve, how you doing?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Well, the latest idea to end poverty is to give every American a guaranteed family income. Mr. Trump wants to give everyone a job. The Democrats want to give the poor a fish. Mr. Trump wants to teach people to fish so they can eat for a lifetime. It really is that simple, isn't it?
Well, that's right. First of all, we've got an economy now that is firing on all cylinders with several million more jobs than we have people to fill them. So there's not a problem with low-income people finding jobs. They are out there for people, and people on welfare could easily get off welfare and unless they're disabled or have some other problem that prohibits them from working. But, well over two-thirds of people on welfare could be working and should be working. And, so what Donald Trump has proposed is, why don't we have work requirements for Medicaid, food stamps, disability programs, again, if they're able to work, some of the housing programs. And that makes sense. These programs were meant to give people a hand up, not a hand out. We're a very generous and charitable country. We don't want people to go hungry. We don't want people to go homeless. But if you're going to take government assistance, you should give something in return for it, and that means you should be working. And it's just amazing to me, Bill. I mean, the left has just gone absolutely crazy over this proposal. They call it slavery and cruel and hard-hearted. And I don't see it that way at all. I see this as a way of helping people get back on their feet.
It's about human dignity, Steve. People want to have a sense of productivity. What was so frustrating for them in the previous 8 years under the previous administration was they wanted to work, and there was no jobs to be found. Regulations, the way the government was operating, it thwarted opportunity. Now look what happens under the Trump administration. You and I have had many conversations to this fact, and here it is in 500-plus days what he's done. Unemployment, all-time low, like you say, first time, I think, in my lifetime, I've ever seen more jobs than we've had people to fill these jobs, right?
Yeah, that's true. And but, that's think that's, you know, why, you know, it used to be, you know, at the beginning of the Obama administration, we got rid of a lot of the work requirements for welfare. You know, there were so many unemployed people and so few jobs that it was hard for people to find employment. You know, and so, you know, the left got rid of the work requirements that had been with us for 20 years. Well, now we've got the problem where, you know, there are plenty of jobs out there for people. They may need a little training to do the jobs, but that's not an excuse now. And, you know, we estimate, as I said, almost two-thirds of people on welfare could be working. They are not disabled or have other problems that prevent them from working. And, you know, the studies show that when we did work requirements under Bill Clinton, by the way,
a Democrat,
you know, yes. That was the Republican Congress, and it was a true bipartisan reform. And it really worked. It was one of the great social welfare reforms of all time. We got about over half of the people off of welfare into work for 5 years. You know, we documented what happened to these people 5 years after. And many of them climbed the economic ladder. They actually got jobs. They got raises. They, moved into, you know, middle positions that gave them a
nice raise. Started their businesses?
Some of them did, yeah.
Exactly.
So we feel like this is a way, you know, this isn't about saving money. I mean, it would save money, but it's really about, as you said, the dignity of work, giving people a purpose in life, you know, and getting them out of poverty. Because, look, I mean, it is true. If you get all the welfare programs, you could earn as much as $30,000 tax-free for doing nothing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's no way to lead your life, you know, to just be getting checks from the government. The way to advance, you can't really get out of poverty unless you have a job and you have economic advancement. And that's what we're hoping for here. But, boy, I can't tell you, Bill, how strenuously objecting the Democrats and liberals are to this. And, you know, that's why I called my article Democrats' War Against Work.
Exactly.
Because, you know, it's like they don't want these people working.
Well, especially in light of what's been going on with Ocasio-Cortez and, you know, Bernie Sanders, the left has really gone left in the Democratic Party, and they're so bifurcated right now, they can't even answer a straight-up question, Steve, of whether or not the mainline Democrats support, you know, this kind of thinking.
Well, you know, they want Medicare for all. They want a universal government health care. They want free education, free college, free child care, free job training, free everything. And, you know, Milton Friedman, I knew Milton, by the way, Bill, and Milton Friedman, the greatest economist of the 20th century, used to say, you know, remember, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody's going to have to pay for all this stuff, and that's going to be the working people. We're going to pay for all these free things for, you know, the problem is a lot of the people who are attracted to these ideas of everything's for free are, you know, people like my, you know, kids who are millennials and are 18, 19, 20 years old, they've never worked. You know, so obviously they think the free things are wonderful. But once they get out there and working, I don't think they're going to think it's so wonderful. But I don't understand, you know, this woman, Alexandra, you know, who's the new
star. Ocasio-Cortez, yeah, right.
She's 27 years old. She should know better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would think, but she can't even articulate a political position correctly, Steve. I mean, I've listened to some of these interviews, and I'm going, she is their poster child right now?
She's very attractive. She's very well-spoken, but she just doesn't know. I mean, everybody loves her story, you know, that she kind of came out from poverty and is charismatic. It's just her message is stupid, you know. It's not a message of lifting everyone up. It's basically stealing from the rich. It's basically, you know, Robin Hood, you know, steal from the rich and give to the poor.
Well, she tells a story of poverty, but didn't her mother disclaim it? Said, I wasn't no mate. What is she talking about?
Yeah, well, that's true. And I mean, look, the main point is that there's a left-wing love affair with socialism now. They're one of the big pieces on Huffington Post now is about how socialism isn't good now, you know. And wait a minute, the lesson of the 20th century was that socialism is a complete failure. It's what's led to the, death of millions of people and tens of millions of people. You look at what's happening in Venezuela, look at how it destroyed Cuba, you know, North Korea. I mean, show me a place where socialism is working.
Exactly.
And by the way, some of these countries like Sweden are moving away from this big welfare state because they realize they can't afford it any longer. So it's one of these wonderful kind of theories and principle, and then you look at it in practice and it never works.
Exactly. Well, that's something we've been saying on this show repeatedly, is that show me a country where it works and how it works. And, then maybe we can open some discussion. But right now, as you say, history is rich with socialism, which leads to communism and which leads to all kinds of, death rates that are astronomical, Steve.
Because it gives more more power to a selected few in the government, and that power, you know, what is it? The power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. But, you know, they would say, well, Bill, you don't understand. We're talking about the good kind of socialism, you know, not the bad kind of socialism. I'm like, what's the good kind of socialism?
Yeah, well, the thing is, as soon as you involve humanity, you have the human instincts that take over, and it leads you in that direction ultimately, and that's what others have found at great expense. You know, again, you have to blatantly ignore history to think that there's some sort of proven ground here, but the fact of the matter is I believe the rest of the country needs to listen to what's going on, what they're talking about, because I think in certain cases there might be some consideration, not that I'm promoting socialism by no means, but I think there's an answer to these issues that they're talking about, just, you know, besides just saying, well, you got to go to work and you're going to be happier. But this is what leadership does, is it takes you from what is to what should be.
Well, I'll give you an example. So, you know, one of the policies the left is promoting is government health care for everyone. Mm-hmm. And look, we're a rich country. I believe we could cover everyone, you know, everyone as a citizen with health insurance. But, you know, let everybody pick whatever health insurance they want. You know, what they want to do is basically direct everyone into the same system. Well, this is mm-hmm. America. We're consumers. You know, you like McDonald's, I like Burger King. You know?
Exactly.
Why should we all have to go to the same, you know, and you may have a different risk preference than I do. You may go to a doctor more often than I do. You know, I've had health insurance for 30 years. I think I've been to the doctor twice, you know. Yeah. So I have to breath of even my deathbed to go to the hospital. So I should probably pay lower premiums than someone who goes all the time. Just like if you have a bad driving record and I have a good driving record, you should probably pay higher, you know, auto insurance premiums than I do. So, you know, we move away from individual responsibility and we move away from individual choice. And capitalism really is based on choice and competition. And you don't have that in the healthcare industry that they're talking about creating. And I think in the end, that would actually lead to a much worse healthcare system for everyone.
Kind of interesting, Steve. They're really concerned. You know, we got the 4.1 GDP announcement last week, and the big thing that came out was, is it sustainable? Is it sustainable? But yet they want to talk about socialism. It's like, well, you guys just heard yourself about the economy? I mean, there's good reasons to think that 4.1 and what Donald Trump's talking about, you know, maybe 5-7%, you know, is it, you know, there's a solid foundation there for why it's sustainable, but yet you want to choose something here like, you know, free health care for all and tuition and everything and a socialistic way of life. And what happened to sustainability on that measure?
Well, first of all, I really believe that anyone who believes socialism is the way to go, we ought to just send them a ticket to spend a week in Caracas, Venezuela, or
exactly.
Havana,
yeah.
Cuba, so you see how they like it there. And then if they still think it's a good idea when they come back, you know, maybe they should have their head examined. But look, I mean, the good news is our economy is booming right now. We've got a pro-business president who's lowering taxes, lowering regulations. You know, I see that Alexander wants to go to 100% renewable energy. I'm like, wait a minute. We have something like 30 million Americans who are employed in the oil, gas, coal, nuclear industry. You're going to put all those people out of work, you know, and move towards windmills and solar power? I mean, it's really a very small-minded idea that doesn't really, it's not serious. And yet, you know, if you look at the GDP report, our energy sector is just hitting it out of the park right now.
Exactly.
I mean, I was in Texas
right.
a couple weeks ago. I mean, my God, I mean, they're drilling everywhere. We're producing more oil and gas than Saudi Arabia now.
Yeah, here we are. Well, we got to leave it right there. Steve Moore, a columnist for the Washington Times, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, and economic consultant with FreedomWorks. Steve, as always, appreciate the insight. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
bacon lovers.